Hi boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of Two Ninjas and a Book. Today we're reading an awesome book. It is called The Speedy Sloth. Now for our Australian listeners, you may remember last year we all had a day where we read the same book all at the same time. Now this book was such a cool book, I thought we would read it on the podcast just for you. Now this book is called The Speedy Sloth. Now if anyone knows a sloth or is friends with a sloth or sees a sloth at a zoo, knows that a sloth's not really speedy, are they? They're normally very slow. So let's find out why this is a speedy sloth. So let's begin. It was finally time for the event of the year. Spike couldn't believe it. The great race was here. The other sloths said it couldn't be done, but Spike didn't care. She was ready to run. So Spike likes to think that hard work pays, so she'd been in the gym for the last 7 days. She checked her laces and prepared to soar. Her mum wished her luck as she jogged out the door. "Be back for dinner. You better be ready. I'm cooking your favourite," she called. "Spaghetti." The others looked fit. The others looked quicker. They looked at the sloth and tried not to snicker. The races line up, then start the horn. Spike took off fast. Her furry feet flew. She bolted like lightning. She practically flew. There was no sloth who'd ever run faster before. She sprinted so fast she was all but a blur of speed and technique and sweaty sloth fur. Snail overtook her. That guy was a beast, as fast as a race car, a push bike at least. In fact, Spike was trailing a loris, a grub, a hare and a tortoise, and a mischievous cub, a moonwalking meerkat, an old armadillo, a daydreaming cougar, a chimp who likes flipping, a burrowing mole, a giraffe prone to tripping, and an elephant riding a broken down scooter. All that remained was Peter the cheetah, who bolted ahead shouting, "Ha ha ha ha, I beat ya!" Spike was exhausted, she had to admit, but she'd come so far there was no way she'd quit. It was there she could see a fallen down sign. She grinned and leapt over the finish line. The other sloths gasped and reeled back unsteady. "Look, there's Spike. She's back already." Yes, Spike was slow, but for a sloth she was fast. And yes, it is true that this sloth came last. But Spike didn't care. She was a winner. And she made it back home in time for dinner. All right, boys and girls, I hope you really like that story. So remember, if you're ever wanting the Two Ninjas to read a special book just for you or one of your favorites, let us know by reaching out and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.